High heels aren't to blame. I'm Pat Farnak with the WCBS Health Wellbeing Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health well-being of Northern New Jersey. I'd long heard that bunions can be caused by high heels, but podiatrist Dr. Ernest Isaacson told me,
well, not exactly. I mean, it can be exacerbated by high heels, but like everything else, we are a product of our DNA, and it's just hard to escape that. Basically, something that's part of your blueprint, it's been shown in studies that greater than 90% of patients who have a bunion can identify someone else in the family that has a bunion, and so it's just one more thing that you can blame on your parents. Tight shoes can make it worse, and they can somewhat accelerate the progression of the deformity, but you really have to have something in the blueprint to make this happen. There really has to be some sort of genetic component.
The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.